Welcome back, everybody, to the Rapid Fire 5. I've got Scott Knudsen, the head of sales enablement at Closed. You got to go check out the episode that came out last Friday. It was one of my favorite ones. And I've got Scott right back here for five questions. You ready?
Bring it on.
Let's do it. All right. What is the number one soft skill, power skill, sort of timeless skill for your teams right now?
I think the most important skill that any rep can learn and learn well, and if you want to be the best seller that there is learning how to diagnose pain and help someone understand pain that they think they have, pain they don't know they have. Like, the more you can get to the root of someone's pain, of how much time it's going to waste them, what's at stake for their job, their department, their company, the better you are at that, you'll be the best seller that there is.
Love that. How do you get leadership to buy into the crazy ideas and initiatives that you want to roll out?
Yeah, I think you lead strong. The longer you're in enablement, what your best ideas are. I think if you can get a good win, that buys you a lot of grace. Mm. I think a lot of it at first just comes down to working hard and hustling and putting in time. But once you get that trust, you're able to go forth and build. So I think start with a solid, proven initiative that you know can work and can work well. Log in a lot of good time to make sure it's nice and shiny and executed to perfection. Mm. And that will enable you to get enough trust and buy-in for the next dozen ideas.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great advice. How do you talked a little bit about this in the episode when you mentioned about introspection and reflection. Like, how do you give people time, especially in sales roles, to reflect?
Yeah. So I'm a big believer in, some of the best sellers I know are people who are just detail oriented. It's not that they're the most persuasive or anything like that. They just know how to structure their time well. Mm. With that is saying, okay, like, realistically, when is a good time to do personal development for me? And planning that as part of your day, at least 30 minutes a day where I stop prospecting and I stop checking my email and I write goals for myself and maybe I read a chapter of a book. I think about, like, how am I doing, and I go have a conversation with a peer or a leader, get that feedback. I think that needs to be structured or else it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Block the time on your calendar.
Totally.
Yeah. So, all right. This one you definitely answered in the main episode, so people should definitely go check it out, but kind of maybe a chance to summarize that. How do you encourage people, top performers, to teach each other?
Yeah. I think that's a big role in enablement and working with sales leadership is if you can give reps a framework and enough resources so that that training is not scary or hard or a huge ask, they will do it. They will rise to the occasion. If you say to a seller, hey, I need you to train these sales reps on this, sometimes some really proactive seller might, but a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm really busy. I can't. Whatever, right? But if you were able to say, hey, I've got the framework built, I've got the topic, I've got the bits of content we're gonna harp on, I just need you to come in and put your wisdom and I will schedule it and just I need you to come be the person who runs this. That I think any seller can do, and that is a really great way to enable your top performers, your consistent performers, your veterans it gives them a platform to then fill in the gaps with their wisdom. And enable your other sellers.
I love it. Make it easy for them. And you shared a lot more thoughts and detail and examples on that as well. All right, final question, Scott. How do you capture the ideas and insights that people come? You mentioned in the main episode, you do like cohort learning and stuff, and a lot of like cool new ideas get thrown out. Something has worked for somebody else. How do you capture those for future onboarding and future use?
Great question. Couple different ways. One way that I think is maybe unique to me coming from a selling background is that sometimes if I see a rep doing something that I think is interesting or unique, I will try it myself. I will find a prospect and I will see if I can replicate it and see if I can get a set for someone. That's pretty unique. I wouldn't expect most people to do that. I think a lot of capturing really has more to do with building relationships with your sellers. There's a lot of success that happens that reps don't transmit to everybody else. That they don't. They're not necessarily forthcoming in that. Mm. Not necessarily, you know, in a negative way. That just, you know, they just do what they do.
Yeah.
The more you can have a solid relationship with someone, the more that you can sit with them and talk with them and understand their process, to then come to them and say, "Hey, you're doing really well. Like, really show me what you're doing and like highlight those key things you're doing differently." Then to bring that to sales leadership and to say, "Hey, here are the things that they're doing. Here's why they're doing it well. I want to build a training around that, or I want to train other, you know, team leads, things along this way to help distribute that back out." But I think you can get a lot, when you build good relationships with as many people as you can.
Yeah, that feels like the best starting point you could have to be able to do this. Epic stuff, Scott. Such a good series of answers there. Folks want to connect with you, go back and check, or the show notes for this episode, also go back and check the previous episode. It's been fun talking to you, man.
Hey, it's been great, Andrew. I really appreciate the time.